الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Let's listen the excellence of Salat upon Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Rasul of Rahmah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "The closest of people to me on the day of judgment are those who recited the most Salat upon me." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Regarding the aforementioned blessed hadith, the renowned commentator of the Holy Quran, a great thinker of the Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala has stated, "On the Day of Judgment, the person who is blessed with the company of the beloved Rasul will be most comfortable and the means of attaining companionship of the greatest Nabi Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam is to recite Salat upon him abundantly." This hadith teaches us that reciting Salat upon the noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is an excellent deed. All good deeds are sources to attain Jannah, whereas reciting Salat ala Nabi is a source of attaining the companionship of the honor of Jannah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Islam has given the father a prominent and distinguished status. A father is such a great blessing for his children that his example is not found elsewhere. However, where Islam has highlighted their respect and importance of the father, it has also given fatherly responsibilities to him. One of the most important responsibilities of a father is to give his children a good upbringing. Therefore, today we will be privileged to hear a good upbringing. Firstly, let's listen to a parable. Sayyidina Sahal bin Abdullah Tustari rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated, "When I was 3 years old, I used to get up in the night and see my maternal uncle." Sayyidina Muhammad bin Sawar rahmatullahi ta'ala offered salah. One day, he asked me, "Do you not remember Allah Azza wa Jal who has created you?" I asked, "How would I remember him?" He replied, "At night, before you go to bed, imagine as if you are uttering the following sentence thrice in your heart without moving your tongue. Allahu ma'iya, Allahu nazirun ilayya, Allahu shahidi." That means Allah Azza wa Jal is with me. Allah Azza wa Jal is watching me. Allah Azza wa Jal is my witness. Sayyidina Sahal rahmatullahi ta'ala further said, "I recited these sentences for a few nights and then informed my uncle of it. He asked me to repeat them 7 times. I did as was advised and informed him again after a few nights. He then instructed me to recite them 11 times. So I did as was instructed, and this time I felt the pleasure of those words in my heart. After a year, my uncle advised, 'Continue to recite what I have taught you until you reach your grave. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, this will benefit you in the worldly life as well as in the afterlife.'" Sayyidina Sahal bin Abdullah Tustari rahmatullahi ta'ala further stated, "I continued to recite these words for many years until I felt its great spiritual pleasure in my heart. One day, my uncle asked, 'Oh Sahal, can a person disobey Allah Azza wa Jal, whereas Allah Azza wa Jal is with him, sees him, and is his witness?' 'No, certainly not. Therefore, refrain from sins.'" The viewers of Madani channel, you've just heard as to how Sayyidina Muhammad bin Sawar rahmatullahi ta'ala had given his nephew a Madani upbringing. He gave him Madani pearls without scolding him. Do you not remember Allah Azza wa Jal, who has created you? The nephew was so practicing that he started acting upon the Madni pearl by accepting it from the bottom of his heart, given to him by his uncle. By virtue of acting upon the Madni pearl, he was blessed with the great spiritual blessings and tajalliyat. Of course, this fortunate Madni child later on became a pious saint. The world still remembers him by the name Sayyiduna Sahal bin Abdullah Tustari rahmatullahi ta'ala, and his blessings are still being received. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon him and forgive us without any accountability for his sake. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, let's listen to one more parable. A trader went abroad for earning a livelihood. Leaving his home and family, he kept earning and sending money to his home. All of a sudden, one day, he was informed that his wife had passed away. He immediately returned his country. When he asked about the reason, he learned that his wife was killed by his own son, who was the only son of the trader. Too much love and affection and abundance of wealth had spoiled his habit to such an extent that he became a drug addict due to the company of bad friends. When his mother learned about the bad activities of her only son, she stopped giving him money. When he did not give money, even after his instance, he exploded with rage and repeatedly stabbed his mother to death on the spot. Though he looked after his mother well, but all the passion of obedience and looking after mother came to an end when he did not get money to feed his addiction. Due to this crime, he was sent to jail. When his father went to the jail to meet his only son, the son said to him, "If you had given me good upbringing instead of only earning money and had protected me from the bad company, you would not have seen this day today. Don't you think it is because of you I'm here? Jo kuch bhi hain sab apne hi haathon ke hain kurtoot. Shikwa hai zamane ka na kismat ka gila hai. Dekhe hain ye din apni hi ghaflat ki badolat. Sach hai ke bure kaam ka anjaam bura hai. Tubu ilallah astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam." Dear viewers of Madani channel, this parable contains admonition for the people who give full freedom to their children or assign their children's responsibility to some other person by saying things like, "Please take care of my children. Everything should be available for them." They do not pay any attention to their children's upbringing as they pay their full attention to only accumulating wealth. The same children then not only become the cause of their grief in the world, but they also become a cause of their disgrace and insult in the hereafter and make them deserving of hellfire. Faqih Abu Lays Samarqandi rahmatullahi ta'ala has narrated, the people who were firstly related to a man are his wife and children. They all, that means the wife and children, on the day of judgment will humbly say in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, "O our Lord Azza wa Jal, make this person compensate for our right, because he never educated us with religious teachings and he provided us with haram sustenance and we were unaware of this." The person then will be bitten so severely for earning haram sustenance, that is, flesh will come off his bones. Then he will be brought to the balance, that means mizan, where angels will bring his good deeds equivalent to a mountain. Then one of his family members will step forward and say, "I'm short of good deeds," and will take some of them. Then another person from his family will say, "You made me eat sustenance from into rest, and he will also take some of his good deeds. In this way, his family members will take all of his good deeds. Then he will say, turning his face towards his wife and children in grief and despair, "Alas, now I have the burden of those sins and acts of cruelty which I committed for you." The angels will announce, "He is an unfortunate person whose family has taken all of his good deeds, and he has entered hell because of them." Ilahi jahannam se azad kar de, main firdaus mein dakhla mangta hu. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, it will be good for worldly life and the hereafter of parents if they give their children a good upbringing according to the Sharia and Sunnah from the very beginning. The way different safety measures are adopted for taking care of children's health. They're protected from filthy and dirty places for keeping them safe from diseases. Similarly, parents should also protect them from bad environments and provide them with good company. The obstacles which come in the way of their reformation and Madani upbringing should be removed, and they should be taught good manners. The beloved and blessed Rasul has stated, "Treat your children well and try to teach them good manners." Likewise, it is stated in another blessed hadith, "No father has given anything to his child that is better than good manners." There is one more thing which I would like to include over here is righteous children are very, very helpful for parents in the grave as well. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala has said, "Good manners mean to make a child religious and pious. What else can be a better gift for children than this? These things are helpful in this world and the hereafter. Parents should not only make their children rich before departing from this life, but they also should make them religious, and that will also help them in their graves, as the reward of good deeds of living children are given to the dead in their graves. Surely, righteous children are beneficial for parents even after their death. The beloved Rasul has stated, when a person dies, then all his deeds are discontinued except for three deeds. Number one, permanent source of divine reward. Number two, the knowledge by which benefit can be obtained from. And number three, the righteous children who make dua for him. It is stated in another hadith that undoubtedly Allah Azza wa Jal will elevate the rank of righteous person in paradise. He will say, "Oh my Rabb, from where have I got this rank?" Allah Azza wa Jal will say, "Your son has made dua for your forgiveness. Therefore, you have attained this rank." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, may I be sacrificed for the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. By virtue of the son, his father is being blessed. If we also want our children to become the source of our salvation in the hereafter, besides being obedient to us in this world, then we should not only associate ourselves with the Madani environment of Dawat Islami, but we should also get our children enrolled in Madrasatul Madina, Darul Madina, and Jamiatul Madina for their better education and Madani upbringing. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will see the Madani results for yourself. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, now let's listen to a few Madani pearls about the upbringing of children through which we can give our children correct upbringing. A major reason for a child being spoiled is that his father fulfills all his desires since his childhood. As a result, he becomes stubborn and habitual of getting approval of whatever he wants. This is really harmful because sometimes due to a compulsion, if the father is unable to fulfill his desire, he starts weeping and crying, and the father willingly and unwillingly has to fulfill his demand. When a child develops this mindset, the one who weeps succeeds, then it becomes his habit to get new demands fulfilled by crying and weeping bitterly. Thus, instead of this thing being controlled, it increases further. Therefore, the solution to this problem is that parents should avoid fulfilling their old demands by conceiving themselves powerless before their excessive stubbornness. One more important thing can be helpful for the parents as well, to keep a watchful eye on their children. Let's listen about this. Likewise, another responsibility of a father is to keep a watchful eye on his child so that he may also know whose company his child has. At present, people do not pay attention to this. Some people have also been heard saying, "The environment of our home is very good. We have given our children a good upbringing. We believe that our children will not go on the wrong path." Perhaps the environment of your home is very good, but how can he get the home-like environment in the school or college, wherever he goes to, or among the friends of his area with whom he spends his time? However, the father presumes that his child is very good, but in fact, his intelligent child has been drowned into a world of crime after being trapped in the company of bad environment and the bad friends. The father only realizes when his son is arrested and thrown into the jail due to being in a brothel or due to drugs, etc. Therefore, it is not the responsibility of a father to only accumulate wealth and providing good food and every luxury of this world to his children, but it is also compulsory for him to give them Islamic education, teach them the Holy Quran, give them education of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, try to improve their manners, attract them towards good deeds, and try to protect them from bad company. He will also be asked about these things on the Day of Judgment. Remember, if we do not give our children a good upbringing due to our heedlessness, we will be accountable for this in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal on the Day of Judgment. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam stated, "All of you are nigrans, and everyone will be asked about his dependents, subjects, subordinates. The king is a nigran. Who will be asked about his subject? A man is a nigran of his family. He will be asked about his family. A woman is the nigran of the house of her husband and his offspring. She will also be asked about them." Dear viewers of Madani Channel, give your children a Madani upbringing to protect yourself from this responsibility on the Day of Judgment. And do not forget the causes that spoil them. For example, nowadays mobile phones, tablets, PCs, TV, etc. are used wrongly, especially via the internet. And these are reasons of destroying and spoiling the new generation. In the beginning, parents themselves buy these things for their children by believing that they will deprive their children if they do not do so. However, when the children then misuse these things, do not sleep properly at night, and commit lots of sins, their parents then realize their mistake, but it is useless to cry over spilt milk. Now, if a father wants his children to stop using these filthy things, his children do not want to stop using them. Therefore, if children have to be given these modern things according to their needs, they should also be informed about their abuses and potential dangers in a polite and loving manner. They should be told the correct use of them. If necessary, they should be given a simple mobile phones and should be persuaded to visit the website of Dawat Islami, www.dawatislami.net, via the internet. Alhamdulillah, through this website, not only can the Holy Quran, translation of Kanzul Iman, and commentaries, books and booklets consisting of reformative topics in Urdu, English, Arabic, Hindi, Gujarati, and 36 different languages of the world be studied online, but they can also be downloaded for free. In addition to this, Madni Muzakaras of Sheikh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatumul Aliya, consisting of interesting answers to different questions, Sunnah-inspiring speeches of Nigrani Shura and preachers of Dawat-e-Islami, Hamd and Naat, Mankabat and Madni Guldastas, short clips full of relevant Islamic information is also available. Furthermore, online Darul Iftah al-Sunnat can be contacted for seeking guidance on Shari ruling, for the consolation of grief-stricken people, and for spiritual treatments. One can get Tawizat-e Attariya online card and have Istikhara as well. Al-Madina Library software is also available in the form of software which can be installed in computers, and through the benefit of the searching option, one can obtain more than 200 books and booklets. In addition to these, through the software of Salah Timings, one can receive the timings of Salah of different countries and cities as well. May Allah Azza wa Jal enable us, protect ourselves from the abuse of these technologies of the modern age, and to protect our children from sins. Ameen. Bijahi Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Bana de mujhe nek, nekon ka sadqa. Bana de mujhe nek, nekon ka sadqa. Gunahon se hardam bacha ya ilahi. Sallu alal habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, Eid.